email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, HHC is a semi-synthetic cannabis substance that can be purchased legally throughout the country in vape form. Our next guest has called for a blanket ban of such products. Psychiatrist specialising in adolescent addiction and clinical professor at Trinity College Dublin, Professor Bobby Smith. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ray.
Yeah. So tell our listeners what HHC is, please, Bobby.
Okay. It's one of the many chemicals that can exist in the cannabis plant. It exists in tiny amounts. So what the entrepreneurs have done at this stage is they've chemically modified another one of the chemicals in the plant to turn it into HHC, and that's now been marketed and sold, certainly in Ireland. It was also been sold across Europe, mainly in vape form, but also in some edible forms like gummies.
Yeah. And it shares all the effects and side effects and addictive powers of cannabis.
It does seem to, yeah. It works very much like THC, which is the active drug in cannabis. So it carries the same risk in terms of addiction, the same risks in terms of adverse mental health impacts.
And where can you get it?
It seems to be mainly sold by some of the specialist CBD stores that have cropped up around the country. But you can get it, you know, in any, pretty much every town, certainly all over Dublin City anyway. And you can also get it online.
Yes, yeah. So in effect, it's a cannabis vape.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why isn't this illegal if cannabis is illegal?
That's a good question, right? And I don't have a good answer for you. Certainly, it's been banned in most of Europe at this stage. The UN Commission on Narcotics Drugs, that tells us what substances need to be banned, recently added it to its list of banned substances. So Ireland will now be required to ban it. We've just been a little bit slow in doing so. That decision was made 2 months ago. But most of Europe, or lots of Europe, certainly banned it over a year ago. We also have legislation in Ireland called the Psychoactive Substances Act, which means it's a criminal offence to sell a psychoactive drug. And I can't quite figure out why that piece of legislation wasn't used over a year ago to prosecute people who are selling this, just to nip it in the bud. Unfortunately, they've waited so long now that it's really, I suppose, only emboldened the entrepreneurs who've been making money off it, who will now, presumably, once it's banned, they'll just have the next drug off the shelf to substitute in for it.
So do these people who sell these products have a workaround? Do they find loopholes in the law or something?
No, I think they just took a chance. They started selling it. I assumed they expected to run into problems. I assume they're a bit surprised that they've gotten away with it. But they decided to give it a go and they've made money out of it. So.
Okay. So have you encountered people who are addicted to this substance, or have you encountered negative effects of it in your work?
Yeah, we began hearing about it from the young people attending our service. My main job is working with teenagers with addiction issues. Mm. And it began to feature about a year and a half ago. And it just is featuring in a growing proportion of presentations incrementally over the last year and a half. At this stage, probably 30 to 40% of presentations, HHC is a component part in the pattern of a young person's addiction. Maybe in a quarter of cases, it's the main substance. So, you know, again, it's really, for, you know, I suppose our job is complicated enough for dealing with young people with addiction issues, but generally you feel like the system is working with you. In this instance, it feels like it's working against us by providing young people with ready and easy access to an addictive drug.
Yeah, without any consequences, because it's legal. Well, it appears to be legal to them. They can go and buy it in a shop.
It's more a case it's not illegal, I suppose.
Right. Like it's, God.
The fact that, and this is one of the problems with living in a highly regulated world, as we assume we do. Everyone assumes something that's sold in a shop has been, you know, scrutinized by the powers that be and tested and evaluated. No one has a clue, really, about the impact of this drug. It's been a complete experiment, with its customers being the subjects of the experiment. No one has tested it. No one has decided it's a good idea to sell it from a regulatory perspective. It's just it hasn't managed to fall foul of any of the checks and balances that exist. And I think that's, for me, almost the bigger question.
Yeah.
I think it is going now to be banned. The question is, well, what are we going to do about the next substance? And we need to do something about our legislation to stop this from continuing to happen.
But you said the legislation is there for making any psychoactive drug illegal. That seems pretty sound to me.
Yeah, and so I thought the same up until this issue, but for reasons I don't understand, there's been reluctance to enforce that legislation on this occasion.
Right.
The questions is maybe where you draw the line in psychoactivity is caffeine psychoactive, you know? So it's where they draw that line, and maybe there's discomfort about taking that to court, but there have been prosecutions under that act in the past, and it hasn't happened here.
And you're saying that a decision taken in March by the UN Commission on Narcotic Drugs has listed this substance as a controlled substance, so Ireland will have to follow suit and introduce legislation around it.
It'll have to be added now to our Misuse of Drugs Act.
Okay. And Bobby, so with the vape, would somebody be able to, like, I'm thinking about parents, if their teenage son or daughter, and they said, okay, we don't really agree, but they're vaping, would they know that they were vaping this HHC as opposed to just an ordinary vape?
To be honest with you, no, I don't think they really would. They wouldn't notice it from the smell or anything like that.
Why, it's masked. Is the smell masked by some perfume or something, is it? Or,
well, it's actually marketed a little bit like the nicotine vapes in that it's all fruit flavored. You can get Skittle flavored HHC products, which sort of says, hopefully, to anyone really who cares to pay attention, that who they're marketing this at. They're selling Skittle flavors not because they're trying to attract 40-year-olds into using HHC. But so they have nice, pleasant, child-friendly flavors, and that's what people will taste. That's what parents might potentially smell or notice. But they won't notice that it's HHC versus nicotine, other than the fact that they'll probably see that their son or daughter seems to be a bit stoned, which you wouldn't expect.
And what are the other vape. What are the other side effects that people could be looking out for?
I suppose it's the same as you can get with any addiction, as in someone is constantly doing this. They're struggling to stop it when they start it. One of the worries we have about HHC is the impact on mood, and that's probably the most common thing that we would see in our service, which can both occur in the context of regular use. Sometimes people, their mood will crash. They'll get like a depressive type picture. Others will notice those dips in mood after they stop it.
Right.
And the biggest worry for us as psychiatrists, I suppose, is the fact that some people, again, as can happen with cannabis, can be tipped into an episode of psychosis where they lose touch with reality. They become paranoid. They start hearing voices and so on. And that is certainly resulting in hospital admissions. It's now, I think, probably the second most common cause of drug-induced psychosis in Ireland after cannabis, way ahead of cocaine or ecstasy. That's HHC at the moment.
And what ages are the people who are consuming this product?
It seems to be young age ranges, I suppose, as in 12 to 25 seem to be the age range that are going for it. Again, it's important people know there's legislation that you can't sell nicotine products to people under the age of 18 now, but there's no legislation about this. So you can sell this to a six-year-old, technically.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure, you know, the retailers who sell it, they would see themselves as responsible, and they would, you know, that they wouldn't be doing so. But there's no law or legislation or rules actually, you know, prohibiting it, because, as I said, it is completely unregulated.
So do you have a line to the minister in charge? Is the Minister for Justice, Minister for Health?
I suppose I don't really care who acts on it, but someone needs to. And I suppose more than that, though, they need to come up with a plan. We need to recognise that the system is broken, I suppose, in this particular instance, and come up with a plan as to how we're going to respond more effectively and more proactively for the for the next substance that's coming down the line.
Okay.
And that could fall between the Department of Health and Department of Justice. And maybe that's part of the problem, Ray. I suppose on Garda Síochána obviously have a role here as well in terms of the current legislation. And it does, this seems to have fallen between the stools.
Uh-huh. That often happens. Psychiatrist specialised in adolescent addiction and clinical professor at Trinity College Dublin, Professor Bobby Smith. Thanks so much, Bobby. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Now, 5155 on Ray at RTE.ie. We'll take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.